Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, Kevin, I'm one of those that can move quietly through the crowd with no disturbance whatsoever.
Yeah, right. I've seen you on these road trips. I know what it's like.
Joe, great win for the Doors last night. And I want you to talk about the transformation, because in the first half, Alabama's getting to the rim. Mm-hmm. Doors are getting hammered on the boards. You know, Alabama looks like they have control of this game. And then in the second half, and I understand that that A.J. Ogilvie missed some free throws, and that is a major irritant. I always, when I'm watching the game, get on the internet and listen to you and Kevin after the game. But I'll tell you what, they have to like what they saw from A.J. Ogilvie in the second half. He really asserted himself, got physical, stopped playing soft. And I really thought that set the tone.
No, I totally agree. He really stepped it up a notch in the second half, and as you said, became much more physical and much more dominant presence inside. And, you know, in the first half, Alabama had 13 second chance points. That means pulling offensive rebounds and getting another opportunity. In the second half, they didn't have any. And I thought that was a major change for Vanderbilt. But, you know, Vanderbilt seems to play at a higher level when their defense rises to the occasion. You know, when they pick up the pace and the play on defense, it just seems to translate into every other part of their game. They get better offensively. They just seem to do everything better. And in the second half, they were far better defensively. They held Alabama to 32%. And really, it's one of those things that when you go back and look, true, free throws are a big bugaboo. And if they make their free throws, this game isn't close for the second game in a row. Auburn would have been the same way. Unbelievably, they've been able to win them both. You know, you keep playing with fire like that, it's going to burn you eventually. But really, Alabama, Anthony Brock was the guy that kept them in the game. You know, came off the bench and hit 5 3-pointers and really was the one that they couldn't stop. And he was the one that really did the most damage. Other than that, they did a pretty good job on everybody else. But you're right, in the second half, it was much more physical. Not just AJ. I thought Jermaine was outstanding. I thought even guys like Darshawn McClellan pulled some big boards. You know, Brad Tinsley made a couple of big shots. They just did things much better in the last 12 minutes or so of the game, and to win a game like that, I think just shows that this team, though they're young, has a lot of character, and they found a way to win another close game.
Joe, I know there are a lot of questions you just can't answer. Like when Zach was little, he's probably asking you, is the moon made of green cheese?
Yeah.
Why is Festus Ezeli, you know, back there jacking up 3-pointers?
Actually, Festus didn't.
Or who was back there jacking up threes?
Well, that was Steve Chingang.
I'm sorry, it was Chingang.
Well, you weren't the only one that got confused with that. Apparently, Jimmy Dykes did too.
All right, because I was listening.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the computer listening. I'm going, what is Ezeli back there jacking up threes for?
Yeah, no, Festus didn't take it. And I saw that after the game last night. I saw somebody mention that, and I went back through my notes and records to see if that had ever happened, and I had just missed it. And it was Steve Chingang, and Steve is –
Yeah, okay.
Shoot the three, you know, and he in fact made a big one in the game. But no, it wasn't Festus.
Okay.
And I don't think you'll see Festus take one of those.
Will George Drake be back for Ole Miss tomorrow?
Well, I don't know, Kevin. That's if I had to put a guess on it right now, I'd say probably not. I talked to him briefly after the game last night. He wasn't feeling any better than he did earlier in the day. He's continuing to go through treatment. You would hope he'd be able to be available at least on some limited basis, but it doesn't look good. And, you know, a hip pointer, it's another one of those injuries that you can't do anything about. You know, you can go through the treatment as best you can, but there's nothing you can do except let it heal itself. So, you know, he's a tough guy, and hopefully he'll be able to get back in soon, but I just don't know if it'll be tomorrow or not.
I heard you guys talking about Jamie Graham having to be away to attend to some family issues. Everything okay with him, or
well,
have you guys heard anything?
I think it's better. He had a relative that had to go to the hospital, from what I understand, and hopefully that situation has gotten better. Kevin told me that he believes Jamie's family's house was also broken into over the week.
Oh my gosh.
It was just one of those weeks where they had a number of things going on, and so Jamie missed a lot of practice, so that's why he wasn't in the lineup last night either.
And a short turnaround against a Mississippi team that's been very feisty lately.
And very good on the road. You know, I mean, that's Andy Kennedy has got them playing very well. You know, Ole Miss can go down to Mississippi State and beat them in Starkville. That's pretty good. You know, they've got a win over Kentucky, so they have been good on the road. And as physical as Alabama was, Ole Miss will be more so. You know, I think this is a very tough game for Vanderbilt, especially tough when you've got to bounce back less than 48 hours later.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you on Monday,
okay,
and
guys,
we'll be listening tomorrow.
All right.
Voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, each morning here on the Wake Up Zone, and an alert to all Nashville cab drivers. Andy Kennedy is going to be in town.